Welcome back to another episode of the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast Series. This is Sandra Thomas-Commonall. Welcome to a special episode dedicated to the art of perspective, a lens through which we interpret the world around us. In this brief but impactful journey, we'll delve into the intricacies of how our viewpoints shape our understanding of situations. Drawing inspiration from the fascinating realm of behavioral economics, we'll explore key concepts that challenge the norm and prompt us to reconsider the familiar. Get ready to elevate your awareness as we unravel the mysteries of perspective in this uniquely insightful special episode. In the intricate tapestry of decision-making and understanding human behavior, the lens of behavioral economics offers a transformative approach, one that beckons us to venture beyond conventional viewpoints and explore the nuances that shape our perceptions. It is not what you look at that matters, it's what you see. As Henry David Thoreau wisely noted, at the heart of this exploration lies the art of looking at situations from a different perspective, skillfully guided by the principles of behavioral economics. The greatest glory in living lies not in never falling, but in rising every time we fall, echoes Nelson Mandela, reminding us of the resilience found in diverse perspectives. It is crucial to address a wide range of situations from different perspectives, recognizing the importance of embracing varied viewpoints. As we embark on this intellectual journey, we unravel the threads of cognitive biases, decision heuristics, and social influences that color our perspectives. By delving into these concepts, we unlock the potential to reshape our understanding of events, choices, and interactions, ultimately challenging the status quo and inviting a richer tapestry of insights that extend beyond the surface of our initial impressions. Join us as we navigate the terrain of behavioral economics to uncover the secrets of seeing the world through a lens that transcends the ordinary, opening doors to a realm where alternative perspectives flourish. In this special episode, challenging the status quo, a behavioral lens on perspectives. So let's jump in with a definition. Perspective is a conceptual framework or cognitive lens through which individuals interpret, evaluate, and make sense of information, experiences, and phenomena. It encompasses the subjective and often multifaceted way in which individuals perceive and understand the world around them. Perspectives are shaped by a combination of factors such as personal experiences, cultural background, cognitive processes, and social influences, and various academic disciplines, including psychology, sociology, and philosophy. The study of perspective involves examining the cognitive, emotional, and sociocultural dimensions that contribute to the formation and evolution of individual and collective viewpoints. Understanding perspectives is essential in academic research and critical thinking, as it allows scholars to analyze diverse viewpoints, interpret data, and explore the complex dynamics influencing human cognition and behavior. In simple terms, perspective is how you see and understand things. It's like putting on different glasses that color your view of the world. Your experience, beliefs, and feelings influence the way you look at situations. Imagine it as a unique angle or point of view that shapes how you interpret what's happening around you. Considering different perspectives means trying to see things from other people's viewpoints, recognizing that everyone might have their own way of looking at the same thing. It's a bit like stepping into someone else's shoes to understand their side of the story. A common example of perspective can be found in a simple scene, like a group of people observing an object, say a sculpture, from different angles. Each person, standing at a different position, sees the sculpture quite differently. What appears prominent or hidden, detailed or abstract, varies based on their viewpoint. This physical representation often serves as a metaphor for how people perceive information or events. Just as changing your position around the sculpture reveals new aspects, considering different perspectives in life can provide a more comprehensive understanding of the situation, recognizing that others may see differently based on their unique vantage points. A real-world marketing example of leveraging different perspectives in marketing is Coca-Cola's Share a Coke campaign. In this campaign, Coca-Cola replaced its logo on the iconic red cans and bottles with popular names in terms like friend, family, and soulmate. The idea was to create a personalized and shareable experience for consumers. From a personalization perspective, individuals were encouraged to find and share a Coke with someone whose name was on the bottle. This resonated with the idea of creating a connection and celebrating personal relationships. On the other hand, from a social media and marketing perspective, it encouraged users to share their experiences online, creating a buzz around the campaign. By incorporating both personal and social perspectives, Coca-Cola successfully engaged consumers on multiple levels, turning a simple product into a personalized and socially shareable experience. This campaign demonstrated an understanding of diverse consumer perspectives and the power of connecting with consumers on a more personal and social level. Looking at things from a different perspective can be incredibly beneficial in various personal and professional situations, and here are some examples. On the personal side, you have conflict resolution. In personal relationships or family conflicts, considering different perspectives helps in understanding others' feelings and finding common ground for resolution. You have decision making. When making important life decisions, such as career choices or major purchases, exploring different viewpoints can provide a more comprehensive understanding of the potential outcomes. Then there's interpersonal communication. Enhances effective communication by considering how others might interpret information or messages, reducing misunderstandings and fostering better connections. And then there's cultural understanding. In a diverse world, appreciating different cultural perspectives promotes tolerance, empathy, and a broader understanding of global issues. Self-reflection, looking at one's own experiences and actions from different angles, fosters personal growth and self-awareness, leading to positive changes in behavior and mindset. And relationship dynamics. In romantic relationships, considering different perspectives aids in understanding your partner's feelings, needs, and expectations, fostering mutual respect and empathy. This can be helpful in terms of shared decision-making and conflict resolution. Viewing situations from your partner's point of view helps avoid misinterpretation and promotes effective communication. And let's look at it from professional situations. We have team collaboration. In a workplace, diverse teams benefit from members bringing varied perspectives, leading to creative problem solving and more innovative solutions. Leadership. Effective leaders consider different viewpoints to make well-informed decisions and create a positive and inclusive work environment. Negotiation. In business negotiations, understanding the other party's perspective can lead to mutually beneficial agreements and strengthen long-term relationships. Innovation. Companies and industries thrive on innovation. Examining problems or challenges from different angles often leads to breakthrough ideas and new solutions. Customer relations. In customer service, understanding the perspectives and needs of customers is crucial for providing tailored solutions and building strong client relationships. Change management. During organizational changes, considering various perspectives helps leaders anticipate concerns, address resistance, and implement changes more smoothly. Conflict resolution. Workplace conflicts can be effectively managed by encouraging parties to see the situation from each other's perspectives, fostering understanding and cooperation. Feedback and improvement. Looking at professional performance feedback from different viewpoints provides a more comprehensive understanding of strengths, weaknesses, and areas of improvement. In both personal and professional contexts, embracing different perspectives enhances decision-making, communication, and collaboration. It contributes to personal growth, fosters innovation, and helps build stronger, more inclusive relationships. Now let's explore perspective through a behavioral economics lens. Through the lens of behavioral economics, we gain a unique and illuminating perspective on how we perceive and navigate the complexities of our world. Rooted in the study of human behavior, this lens invites us to unravel the intricacies of decision-making, cognitive biases, and social influences that shape our viewpoints. As we delve into the realm of behavioral economics, we open the door to a richer understanding of why we think and act the way we do. Here are a few ways that this insightful lens can unveil hidden patterns, challenge assumptions, and ultimately empower us to view perspectives with a newfound depth and clarity. 1. Loss aversion. Loss aversion prompts individuals to consider potential losses alongside potential gains, fostering a more balanced perspective on decision making. People often view any given situation, putting different weights on the potential losses or potential gains. Imagine a stock market investor weighing not only potential profits, but also those risks that are involved, leading to more informed and measured investment decisions. When considering a situation from different perspectives, try to consider that the other person may put a different weight on these losses and gains than you do. If the other party tends to put a higher value on that potential loss, to balance the situation, you may have to increase the potential gain or make the situation less risky towards that loss. 2. Framing effect. The framing effect demonstrates how the presentation of information can alter perceptions. Consider a health campaign emphasizing the positive outcomes of exercise versus the negative consequences of a sedentary lifestyle. The framing influences how individuals perceive and respond to the health-related information presented. Sometimes we are not aware of how someone is perceiving a statement or situation, especially in the heat of a moment. Statements or situations can be easily misread and misinterpreted. Imagine, in a swift moment on the basketball court, the framing effect comes into play as a player perceives a figure shouting, "I'm open!" Believing it to be their teammate, the player frames the situation through the lens of camaraderie and trust. However, unbeknownst to them, it is an opposing player strategically posing as open. The framing effect influences the player's decision, leading to an unintended assist to the rival team. This scenario underscores how the way information is presented can significantly alter perceptions and impact decision-making, even on the dynamic and fast-paced basketball court. Likewise, it is important to understand that the other person may not be perceiving the situation as it is intended or as an accurate depiction of reality. Framing the situation can help to alleviate any misunderstandings. Further, trying to understand the perception of the other person in the scenario can help you to avoid future conflicts. 3. Anchoring. Anchoring highlights the tendency to rely heavily on initial information. Picture negotiating the price of a car after the dealer sets an initial high price. The anchoring effect encourages individuals to reassess their perspectives by considering alternative reference points in the negotiation process. Anchoring often refers to numbers such as price or test scores, but it can also relate to situations that had a positive or negative outcome. When trying to see things from someone else's perspective, consider if there was an anchor that was set during a previous encounter with them. If so, it may be time to reset that anchor. 4. Confirmation bias. Confirmation bias prompts individuals to seek information that confirms existing beliefs. In a political context, individuals may selectively consume news that aligns with their views. Recognizing and challenging this inclination fosters a more open-minded approach to diverse viewpoints. When approaching a situation, consider if you or the other person has existing beliefs or if there's an open-minded approach to the situation. 5. Availability heuristic. The availability heuristic encourages individuals to be mindful of their reliance on readily available information. Think of a job seeker basing career decisions solely on recent news about a particular industry. By considering a broader range of data, individuals can form a more comprehensive and accurate perspective on career choices. In a workplace conflict, the availability heuristic might shape the perceptions of individuals involved. If recent negative incidents or conflicts are easily recalled due to the availability heuristic, they become more mentally available. Impactful memories, whether positive or negative, are also more easily recalled, and this heightened availability can lead to an overemphasis on those instances. Consequently, individuals may view the overall work environment as more conflict-ridden than it may objectively be. The availability heuristic, in this case, influences the way individuals perceive and approach the conflict, potentially hindering resolution efforts. 6. Endowment effect. The endowment effect challenges individuals to reconsider the value they place on possessions or ideas that they already possess. When selling a house, for example, recognizing and overcoming the emotional attachment can lead to a more objective assessment of its market value. In a team setting, the endowment effect of negative ideas can shape the approach to conflict resolution. Suppose a team member holds a negative perception about a colleague's contribution based on a past disagreement. The endowment effect makes this negative idea more psychologically owned or endowed, leading the team member to approach future conflicts with a pre-existing bias. This endowment effect can hinder open-mindedness and collaboration as the negative idea becomes deeply rooted, influencing the individual's perspective and interactions during conflict resolution. 7. Social proof. Social proof promotes the recognition of social influences on decision-making. In the realm of product reviews, individuals may be swayed by the choices of others. Acknowledging the impact of social proof encourages individuals to consider alternative perspectives shaped by the behavior of their peers. Consider a group of friends who collectively hold a negative opinion about one person's romantic partner. Through social proof, the consensus among the friends becomes a powerful influencer. Even if individual members initially had neutral views, the shared negative perspective can lead to a cascade effect. Each friend, influenced by the group's opinion, might adopt a critical stance toward the romantic partner, negatively shaping their perceptions. In this way, social proof can magnify and reinforce negative perspectives on relationships, potentially impacting individual judgments based on the consensus of the social circle. 8. Scarcity bias. Scarcity bias encourages individuals to reevaluate perspectives in light of perceived scarcity. Picture a limited-time offer prompting consumers to consider alternatives and recognizing the impact of scarcity on decision-making, leading to a more thoughtful evaluation of choices. In a real estate market where housing inventory is scarce, buyers may experience scarcity bias. The limited availability of desirable properties creates a heightened sense of competition, leading buyers to perceive the situation as urgent and highly competitive. This bias can negatively influence their perspectives, encouraging rushed decision-making, fear of missing out or FOMO, and potentially overlooking important considerations. To mitigate the impact of scarcity bias, it is crucial to let both parties, in this situation it would be buyers and sellers, have the appropriate amount of time for decision making. Allowing sufficient time enables a more thoughtful and informed approach to the real estate transaction. Sellers can carefully evaluate offers, and buyers can make decisions based on thorough assessments rather than succumbing to the pressure of scarcity. This balanced approach fosters a more equitable and successful real estate transaction for all parties involved. 9. Reciprocity. Reciprocity prompts individuals to consider mutual benefit and reciprocal actions. In a business context, fostering a perspective that values cooperation and shared interests can enhance relationships and collaborations. 10. Hindsight bias. Hindsight bias encourages individuals to reflect on their tendency to perceive events as predictable after they occur. Reflect on a successful business decision, recognizing that the outcome was not necessarily predictable beforehand, fostering a more nuanced understanding of past situations. By incorporating these behavioral economics concepts into their thinking, individuals can navigate the complexities of decision-making with heightened awareness, ultimately gaining a more nuanced and well-rounded perspective on various situations. Wrapping it up, understanding how we as humans make decisions is an important part of marketing and leadership. Behavioral economics is the study of decision-making and can give keen insight into human behavior and help to shape your marketing mix and leadership skills. When confronted with both personal and professional situations, it is imperative to explore them from multiple perspectives. This deliberate consideration allows us to approach situations with a win-win-win mindset, seeking outcomes that benefit all parties involved. Adopting a behavioral economics lens becomes not only insightful, but a necessary tool to navigate the intricacies of decision-making, conflict resolution, cognitive biases, and social influences. By actively embracing diverse viewpoints, we not only enrich our understanding, but also lay the foundation for more empathetic and informed interactions. In this dynamic interplay of behaviors and choices, the lens of behavioral economics guides us towards a deeper appreciation of the complexities inherent in the way we see the world, fostering a mindset that seeks mutual success in personal and professional endeavors. If you are enjoying the Behavioral Economics and Marketing Podcast, please leave us a review, like it, share it with your friends and family, and follow us online. Thank you for listening to another episode of Behavioral Economics and Marketing. This is Sandra Thomas-Kamenaugh.